Hallelujah. Aren't you grateful for the Lord's mercy today?
Amen.
Oh, praise His name. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this afternoon. It's good to know Him in the power of His resurrection. And He's such a good God to us, brother, sister. I tell you, He just deserves so much of our adoration, our time, our effort. Oh my, you just see that bloody face of His. I don't know, brother, sister, just having one of those moments where you just really appreciate Him. And we ought to be that way all the time. It's us that we forget. We think that these blessings just come out of the tree. You know, Brother Branham talked about a pig on the ground. You know, apples will fall out of the tree. He'll never look up to get them. He just snorting. Said, but we're not pigs, brother, sister. We ought to take our eyes and look up and remember the one that snatched you out of the fire. The one that came when you were running the other way as hard as you could. And you're here today back in His presence. Aren't you grateful for the Lord this afternoon? Amen. As you get your Bibles out, it's good to have each one that could be here in the house of the Lord. You're going to turn to James chapter 2. And while you're turning there, if you go look in the vestibule area, we've got the calendar up. So, and it's got words on it, Brother Rodney. Not just sitting there. But give that a look. I'll be preaching this Wednesday and Sunday still. But Sunday after lunch or somewhere around there, we'll see how it goes. But we're going to be leaving for vacation for 2 weeks. As I've told you before, this is kind of our real first one. You know, most of the time we just see family and run right back. But we're going to take a few weeks and rest up. Brother Nathan taking a Wednesday night, and Brother Alexander will be taking the Sunday and Wednesday following. Keep us in prayer. We'll keep you in prayer. Sure love you all, and it's hard for me. I know it's just one of them things. I don't want to be away, but I understand that I've got to relax. I mean, when the prophet says a minister ought to take a few weeks off a year, I believe that. So, amen. So just pray for us. Pray for you. I do want to say tomorrow is my anniversary, so praise the Lord for the greatest gift outside of salvation given to me. Sure appreciate my wife back there. She might be a good wallflower, but she sure takes care of the church, brother, sister. I'm telling you. Well, I don't know what I'd do without her. Well, I do, I guess. I'd be crazy. So I might be crazy with her, but it's a lot better crazy than by myself. So thank the Lord for that. It'd be 7 years. And my, how time goes fast. I tell you, it's got to be speeding, picking up, brother, sister. Man, you just blink and it's over. You know, we just finished the school year. I feel like I just started. I never felt like I got going. It's just starting the whole year, you know, just trying to start. And, oh, wait, it's done. Okay, well, too late for that. Just as long as my soul ain't that way, that I'm okay. You know, life can, I don't care about this life down here in that regard. But when it comes to eternal life, I don't want no surprises. I don't want to feel like I'm barely getting above the water. I want to be floating up on I want to be in an astronaut where I don't even worry about the world falls apart. I'm so far gone, it ain't going to bother me. So praise the Lord. Amen. I think that's everything. It's good to be a Christian, brother, sister. It's good to have the Lord in this last day. James chapter, I'm in Ephesians. No wonder this don't look right at all. How did I get there? James chapter 2. Sure been enjoying this study of the book of James. If you weren't here Wednesday night, I challenge you either. I, as your pastor, I say, please listen to Wednesday night. I believe the Lord really had something for us. It's very fitting for not just the word in general, but to us as an assembly. I believe it was good that what the Lord provided. And I believe today is just going to be kind of part two of what I preached on Wednesday. Maybe not directly the same thought, but I believe it speaks to us. And if it doesn't speak to us, then there's something wrong somewhere, brother, sister, because if we are Christians that are the Word, then the Word ought to respond to the Word, and the Word respond to us. It's the love affair with Christ. So please, if you get a chance, either go online and listen Wednesday or let me know, and I can make you a CD. So just wanted to say that before we got started. So as we, James chapter 2, just go down to verse 8. If you fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offended one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, and also said also, do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that hath shown no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment. And just one verse, I'm just going to quote it to you. It's Matthew 5:48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Amen. I like to preach this afternoon, Lord being my helper, good enough is death. I'll say that one more time. Good enough is death. Let's bow our heads before the Lord, each one. With every head bowed, and I trust your heart as well. Is there a need deep down in your heart you'd like to lift to Him? Say, Lord, I've got faith to raise my hand that you'll answer my prayers today. God bless you. Look at those hands. Hallelujah. Pray with all your heart now as we approach His Word. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, first off, that we can call you Father. It's such a blessed thing to be a son of God. And in a world of death, Lord, you've come and given us eternal life. And we come not as the lepers that were healed and just kept on going with their life, but the one that turned back, raised his hands, fell on the ground and worshiped you. Lord, we come to give you praise and thanksgiving. Do your name. You're worthy of every ounce of breath we have. You're worthy of every ounce of life that's been given. We give it back to you this afternoon in adoration and worship and glory. We bless your name this afternoon. I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit that I know is here will come and discern every heart, Lord, and take every evil thing away from us, Lord. Make us the Christians we ought to be, we pray. Heal every sickness, Lord. Encourage the discouraged. Give the soldiers of God another douse of the Holy Ghost this afternoon to press the battle another day. Hear their heart's cry. Answer every prayer that's been prayed this afternoon. Speak through my lips, Lord, but hear through every heart we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. As we read here in the book of James, James is commanding us to fulfill the royal law of liberty, to love each other as we would ourselves. And brother, sister, this is not a suggestion. This is a commandment from the Lord. And what I just read you was God's word to us. And brother, sister, I'm beginning to realize as we approach the end time more and more, as we've been in the season of the end, but one day is going to be the last, brother, sister. One day you're going to wake up and that's it. One day you're either going to be inside Christ or you're going to be outside, and there's going to be a gulf fixed between you. Look, when Lazarus, remember, he was in the bosoms of Abraham, but the rich young ruler woke up in his eyes and he lifted up his eyes in torments, and he wanted to talk to Abraham. He wanted Lazarus to give him just a cool touch of water on his tongue. He was burning so bad. But what did they tell him? Said, there's a big gulf fixed between. There's no way back. And brother, sister, we live in a day of grace today where the way back is still there. Brother, sister, don't neglect it. Don't say, well, it's all right if I do this, if I'm still in sin, if I haven't got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, if I'm just kind of, at least I adhered to Christ. At least I go to church. At least I do. Brother, sister, if you use at least or actually in all these phrases before your walk with the Lord, you are not walking with the Lord. Amen. I don't anticipate a whole lot of shouting today or running the aisles, but I want a lot of hearts clean, brother, sister. Real revival is Christians that are serving the Lord from the bottom of their heart. Those that you ain't got to push and pull and do all kinds of activities and programs just to get them in the door. But people that no matter come hell or high water, come the devil running every devil out of hell on you. I meant hell like the Bible now, don't get me wrong. Right out of hell come against you. You don't care. You're going to get the prize that's set before you. Christ Jesus, the high calling God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just go ahead and break on right through this afternoon. As I read there from Jesus, look, Jesus is not a tease. He's not putting a carrot on the end of a rod, as so many believe, and you're just a little donkey there trying to get it, and you ain't never going to get there. The problem is too many people think that's the way we're supposed to walk with God. We just ain't never going to have satisfaction. Man, it's cold and formal. There's some devil in this room this afternoon. I pray you're pressing on through that. If you brought that in here, go ahead and take it back out there. That'll be all right. We didn't come here to worship the devil. We came to worship God. Amen. If you're going to worship the devil, you're going to get mighty offended. You might as well just keep it up, but just recognize that's a devil spirit. I hate that thing. That's what's driving me nuts all these times. That's what's made me depressed and made me get sick. But I'm here to look past that and see the glory of God in the house of the Lord, knowing that His Word is His presence. And I don't care who's looking. I don't care who's around. I've got a God that saved me from fire. I got a God that took me out of death and gave me eternal life. And He's worthy of every ounce of praise I could ever give Him. Hallelujah. God requires us to be perfect, brother, sister. How many knows that? What I quoted you out of Matthew 5:48 was Jesus' own words. He said, "Be ye therefore perfect." Too many people read it as "get perfect." He didn't say "get perfect." He said, "Be ye perfect, even as your Father in heaven's perfect." So it's not as perfect as the pastor is. Not as perfect as your brother is, or even as Brother Branham was. As perfect as your Father in heaven is. Jesus says, and Brother Branham in the Law Having a Shadow, 1954, says this: "The law having a shadow of things to come could not make the comer perfect." That's the subject Paul's speaking of there, perfection. God requires perfection. Perfection. No one could ever come to heaven outside of being perfect. Now sit still just a minute. Look, perfect. You must be perfect. And the Scripture says none is perfect. And we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. How are we ever going to enter God's living place and dwelling place when He requires perfection? Jesus said, I believe, in the Sermon on the Mount, He said, "Be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect." Think of that. Think of the perfection that God requires of a person. A perfection. Now, before we even get started on being perfect, we need to recognize what James told us here just a second ago. He says, look, if you've transgressed, let's say you kept all the law, but you transgressed in one point. What did James just tell us? Out of the law, you're a transgressor. You're guilty. Not of one, you're guilty of all. And brother, sister, I've got to proclaim this first. Every single person that's ever breathed the breath of life since Adam and Eve is guilty of all. You're a murderer. You're a thief. You ain't no good. You're worthless in your fallen state. Man is so bad, he takes what little he has left, even with the devil, and uses it to destroy himself, to destroy nature, to destroy the earth, to destroy even space now. How many knows that? There's so much junk in space right now. I wonder what that's doing to us. You know what they did? They just dump it off because who cares? It's just space. But see, God orchestrated the whole universe in such a way, you tamper with one thing, you tampered with the whole thing. Hallelujah. Romans 3:10 says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God." Galatians 3:21, "Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been given a law which could have given life, verily, righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin." Oh my, brother, sister. And if I've quoted this before, I'm going to actually read it this time. It's Isaiah 64:6. "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away." Brother, sister, as long as you still think you're a pretty good guy, you're a pretty good fella, you're not terrible, at least I'm not like them. As I said a minute ago, that phrase "at least" needs to get out of our vocabulary. It's either all Christ or forget it. It's either I'm going to serve Him with everything that's in me. I'm either going to die out to myself and everything. I want every breath to be known that I'm giving praise to God, that I'm living for Him, or just forget it. Yes. Eat, drink, and marry, brother, sister. Look, we could cheapen the word down and fill this place up with people. You're going to get real quiet, but that's all right. Because as long as you've got a good enough attitude, you are serving the devil with every breath you have. I'm not interested in that. The gospel didn't come for that. The gospel come to deliver people. The gospel come to empower you with the gospel, the good news that He lives, that Christ Jesus is alive. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost in us will do the same thing it did in the apostles. Amen. Hallelujah. The resurrection of Lazarus, 1950, it's your attitude or approach, how you approach anything. Like on this gift here, you've got to approach the gift in the right way. You've got to approach God in the right. You can't come say, "Now, Lord, looky here. I've been a pretty good fella. I've got some hand-me-downs, but I tell you, I want you to take me tonight," and say, "No, no. God don't take it like that. You come God's provided way or you don't come at all." That's right. That's truth. How many knows what I'm trying to get at before I even get there? I think you're getting there. We're beginning to take this approach, even in our message, to just cheapen the word down a little bit. Say, it ain't, we don't need to have the standards that we used to 50 years ago. It's good enough. The services, you know, a lot of things that Brother Branham set up in church order, many even message churches this day would have no need of any of it because none of those spiritual things ever happen. Let it keep getting quieter and quieter. But it's the truth anyhow, brother, sister. He spent hours trying to pinpoint how to speak in tongues and interpret and give prophecy the way you're supposed to. And we can barely get it even to happen in the first place. I ain't saying to discourage you. I'm saying to encourage you that that's the quota, nothing less. We're not here to be something less than what God has called us to be. And the bride will not settle. Brother, sister, if you got something in your heart that lets you just settle down and say, "Well, at least I go to church. At least I believe the message." No, you're just believing up here. There's nothing in here yet. If you only serve Him because you, well, somebody might think bad about me in church if I'm not there. What do you care what somebody else thinks, brother, sister? If we ever get a group of people that get their eyes off everyone but Jesus Christ, you'll have a church. That's the problem. You're still looking around. We're still too concerned with the clock. We're too concerned with what we're singing or what we're doing to forget about the one we came here to talk to. It's not me. It's not this group. It's Christ Jesus. And He lives, brother, sister. He's alive. He said He died, but He's alive forevermore. He's resurrected, and His Spirit's come to show you Himself. He's not putting a tease out there saying, "Be perfect," but really you never can be, so forget it. That's what many people and sincere people believe that.
Sure.
They won't say it, but they mind it just every day. "Well, I just can't get the victory. I just can't serve. I made this mistake. It's over. I might as well just quit." And you know what happens? They don't come no more. That's right. See, out of the mouth of babes, that was perfected praise, brother, sister. That's right. Hallelujah. Oh, man, it's going to get cold. It's going to rebuke everybody. I'm just going to say it for this church. Brother, sister, we've got to the place now. I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I got a complex a little bit. I'm going to tell you what it was. I teach for doctrine in this church. I'm going to let you know this. I'll be straight up with you. Prayer service starts at 11:30. You should be here at 11:30 praying before service starts. That ain't a suggestion. That's what I believe is part of the service. And what's happened now, my goodness, if I come out here any 5 minutes for service, there's only five people here. You wonder why we can't get the power of God. Look, take it home. Let it get right in your heart and say, "Father, forgive me. Help me to do what's right." Because it's the word anyhow. Your approach to the kingdom. See, the problem is we don't realize who we're approaching.
That's right.
We don't realize that this is not a church entertainment. Uh-huh. This is a church service.
Uh-huh.
And you've got a service to give to God.
Amen.
You say, "Does He need me?" Yes, He needs you. He needs every person that's in this building. But what are we doing with our calling? "Well, it ain't good enough. I'm not a preacher." I've met people like that. I've met preachers that way. Man, if they're preaching, they got a suit on. They're here 2 hours before. Man, they're just sincere as all get out. But the second they ain't preaching, you don't see them until the last minute, and they're just back there dozing off.
Right.
Why? That's politics. Amen. That's the devil.
That's right.
Respect of persons like we spoke on Wednesday night.
Amen.
Do you feel God's presence here this afternoon? Let it tear right in your soul. Pull out all your unbelief and say, "Father, I remember the joy I had when I first got saved. I believe in it's coming back today. Nobody's going to force me to come to church. Nobody's going to force me to pray. Lord, it's my honor to serve you."
Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, brother, sister. There was a time, and I appreciate the Lord. We want all the people we can to come to this church. Amen. How many wants that desire?
Sure.
I don't want people, though. I want souls. I've met plenty of carcasses that sit in churches year after year after year, ain't got an ounce of life in them.
Uh-huh.
Goodness, they watch somebody get out of a wheelchair and say, "Well, that was nice. Uh-huh. Oh, but you see the ball game last night?" And just get all... Yeah, what are you worshiping?
Right. Amen.
Shows you we've lacked something somewhere. We've got a good enough attitude. Let me read another quote out of the Seal of Christ, 1955. That's right. That's the scripture. That's what the Bible said. That's where my faith is anchored, is in God's Word. Not in tradition of men, but in God's Word. And you think coming to church a half hour early is a sacrifice, brother, sister? Go read the Old Testament. Go read what they had to do to approach God when they came to the temple.
Sure.
You'd have been there, you'd have been there 5 hours early to get it done in time. They had to go on the outside and bathe in a certain way. They had to put on certain garments. They had to go through and do certain sacraments all the way through. And then by the time they got in, only one person was allowed in that Holy of Holies. And if he messed up anything, you know what they did? They had a rope tied to his legs. They had bells on his garment. And if those bells stopped chiming, they knew he was dead. Right. Oh, brother, sister, I don't know. I'm beginning to realize maybe we're dead because we ain't got no more time no more. There ain't no noise when we praise God. Oh, it's out of my heart. Well, let it come out of your mouth like God said.
Amen.
Out of the mouth the heart speaketh. Amen. And you can't stop me from praising His name. Because, brother, sister, you might bless me. My job might give me a raise. But at the end of the day, you couldn't do nothing for my soul. But my Savior came. He willingly looked at the cross and said, for the joy, me, for the joy set before Him, endured the cross, despised the shame.
Amen.
And I'm forever grateful. I'll spend eternity praising Him for it. I can't. I don't have enough time to praise Him, brother, sister.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thanks.
I'm praying for revival in our assemblies.
Sure.
Can I say amen? I'm praying God stirs our hearts back to our first love.
Amen.
We need to get this good enough out the window and say, God, I'm going to serve You in the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
When I come to church, I want to know that I'm in the Spirit. I don't want to just be guessing and hoping. No, I want to expect that if there's sickness in this room, it don't get out.
Amen.
Hallelujah, without being dealt with and cast out of here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. That's where I put my stand. He's talking about the Word. For 23 years ago. That's where I want to be standing when Jesus comes. Or when death comes to set me free from this old pest house I live in. Amen. Standing on the Word. Heavens and earth will pass away, but it'll never fail. It's immortal. It's eternal.
Amen.
Then people think, just because you go to church said, oh, that's all I have to do is just go to church, be a pretty good fella. That's wrong, brother. You're deceived.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Esau was a pretty good fella too.
Yes, he was.
So was Cain a good fella.
Yes, he was.
Both of them worshipers, believers.
Uh-huh.
Cain was not an infidel. He was a believer. Now listen, let me read the whole thing. He come up and built a church, made an altar, decorated it up, knelt down, prayed, worshiped God. And God rejected him. Because he didn't have the spiritual revelation. He come with a sincerity of his heart. Could you imagine a man coming up, knowing that it's between death and life, that his eternal destination rested upon his sacrifice, and would come willfully ignorant? No, sir. He come with the integrity of heart and laid out. But you see, brother, all your sincerity doesn't mean it. God has only one promised way.
Yes, that's right.
Hallelujah. When we come to God, now look, here's the thing. Cain came with his sincerity, not God's. He came with what he thought was good enough. He said, look, I built a church. Cain put a whole lot more effort into his worship to God than many of us do. He went and looked, because it looked like Abel was being lazy because he just got rocks and piled them up. But that's the way God said do it. Cain, on the other hand, went. Made it nice and smooth and flat and just as pretty as he could be. Then he went and he got some of his fruit that he had toiled hard. I mean, he just put his labor into it.
Right.
Good master, what things should I do to inherit eternal life?
Uh-huh.
Now, he wasn't going and trying to worship the devil. He didn't go find Mr. Serpent and worship him. Come on. He laid it out before God.
Uh-huh.
And he came and his brother gave a sacrifice and he got down and he gave a sacrifice. He worshiped. But what happened? When it came time for the power of God to come down, he recognized there's nothing here.
Right.
Oh, we need an awakening, brother, sister. That our little old denominational thinking, our good enough attitude, oh, we might feel okay. We might just take our mind and make it say, well, this is all right, even though I know the Word says this. Look, if it's not according to the Word, you haven't come God's provided way. If you worship God not in spirit and in truth, you're not worshiping Him.
That's right.
How many knows that? He said God the Father seeks those to worship Him in spirit and in truth. He said the day will come, but now is, brother, sister. And He never put an end to that. When we get to heaven, I'm still going to be worshiping in spirit and in truth. But Cain didn't come that way. Cain didn't ask God. Cain didn't care what God said about it. Esau didn't care. My Esau was a good son, brother, sister. He was a good fellow. His daddy loved him more than his brother.
That's right.
He went to work. He did his job. But when it came to the last of actually respecting the promise of God and his family, it'll be all right. He took his entire birthright, his inheritance, and sold it because he was hungry one day.
Right.
And you might not think people do that in this day, but they sure do. Yeah. Oh, I can't go to church. It's going to run into lunchtime. I got to eat. Especially us, right? Right in lunchtime, isn't it? I've had people say stuff like that. Well, how are we going to fit in nap and lunchtime and all this stuff? What's your priorities? What do you mean fit in? I don't fit church in. Church is why I'm here today.
Amen.
What happens the rest of the day? We can fit in and change and multi. I don't care about that. That's fine. And birthday party. None of that matters to me. What matters is a service to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen, brother, amen. Sister. Look, don't do that. You can see that. Well, maybe if this happens. No. There's no maybe about it, brother, sister. I don't believe that because I believe what the Bible says, that we are at the end of time.
Amen.
There's no time for this other stuff. It's not going to mean anything. You go to, and you say, well, I'm going to go there and witness. No, you don't. You'd be a witness if they knew you were in church instead of being there.
Right.
They say, wait, they didn't come because they were in church? Yeah, they must really want to serve the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Go late. That's all right. That's look, Abraham could do nothing for Lot if he would have went down and Sodom with him.
That's right. Amen.
Couldn't help him a bit. What helped Lot get saved? Abraham was up on the hill.
That's right.
Abraham would separate himself from the things of the world to be with Jehovah God.
Amen.
To be with that Melchizedek and talk to him to the place where he said, Lord, you're going to rain fire on Sodom and Gomorrah. I know, but my brother's down there.
Uh-huh.
And he said, will the God of heaven, look at this. He's
right.
Talking to God this way.
Right.
Will the God of heaven be unjust? If you don't have a relationship with God, there ain't no way you're going to talk to Him that way.
Amen.
You say, oh Lord God, yeah, that's the difference, brother, sister.
Right.
Abraham knew who he was talking to. And brother, sister, you can find a real Christian that really knows who Christ is, that you can ask for things that other people are scared to death to ask.
Amen.
You got up there and said, God, have mercy. If there's only 50 righteous, will you spare the whole city? He said, I'll spare it all. He said, peradventure, there's 10 missing, and there's only 40. Hope you know the Lord's speaking this afternoon, because we're all over. But if there's only 40, I'll spare the city. If there's 30, oh Lord, have patience with me, I'll spare the city. He said, if there's 20, if there's 15, if there's 10, will you spare the whole city? He said, I'll spare the city for 10. And you know what the difference was? God spared the city for one.
That's right.
He waited until he got Lot out of there. And brother, sister, when you look around and we look at the countries and the nations and the atomic bombs and the wars and rumors of wars and sitting here scratch, why are we so dull hearing, brother, sister? Signs are posted on every side. The world should have blown up a long time ago. What stayed the wrath of God is the tender hand of mercy trying to reach for just one more. Will God keep us all dilly down around on this side for one more soul? Yes, sir.
Amen.
And if you're that soul today, brother, sister, would you just come into Christ and quit it? I'm ready to go home.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm tired of being here. I'm tired of suffering, as I'm sure all of you are. We've got the victory. Let's just beat the devil already and forget it.
Amen.
Say, how, brother? Just do it. If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, have you repented and got baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? If you have, then get your faith in line and get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody knows? Anybody that's got it said, once I meant business, I got it. Once I was on the fence and doing this and I thought I loved this more, I didn't get nothing. But the second I said, you know what, I couldn't care less about anything else. I want you, Lord. Then come the Holy Ghost just pouring down on you as hard as He could. Why? Because God wants to give it to you.
Amen.
I'm sure glad God didn't take my salvation with a good enough approach.
Come on.
He made sure every stone was uncovered. He made sure every sin got annihilated, brother, sister. And some of us have been in some of the most vile things that's ever come on this earth. And you know what? What's our consolation is knowing He forgave everything under all the sin of the world. Amen. Was forgiven in Christ. Yes. Hallelujah. We're all guilty, brother, sister. We're not good fellas. As long as you think you're a good fellow, you're deceived. You're just as bad off as Cain or Esau. And we know their end. They ain't nowhere in their inheritance of God. God even, in His own word, penned down, He hated Esau. Yes.
That's right.
Well, it's good enough. I go to church, I pay my tithes, and I do this. Brother, sister, come on now. That's not good enough. You're not a good fellow. You need to die. Yes. As long as you're still alive, as long as somebody else is a part of your salvation, including yourself, you're still alive. And brother, sister, I challenge your salvation at that point. When you have to die to your flesh to get Christ to live.
Amen.
Christ is the free gift that'll cost you everything. Can I say that again? He's the free gift that'll cost you everything. But here's the thing you need to recognize. Everything you had in the world was nothing.
Amen.
Amen. It's just like a man living in sin. It's just like he's got a knife and sitting there cutting himself. Isn't that right? You're just killing yourself with sin. That's all you're doing. Look, just the fact that he stops cutting himself doesn't mean he's done anything.
Right.
That's repenting, brother, sister. You ain't done nothing. All you did was stop sinning.
Right.
It takes the power of God to come and to heal all those wounds that you had. And brother, sister, when you really repent and you get baptized in Jesus Christ's name and receive the promised word, the Holy Ghost can come and just fill every void that you had in your heart all the way through life. You won't sit there and say, well, that pastor said this about me and that church did this and blah, blah, and that's why I don't go no more. I just sit at home and listen to tapes. Scared to death. What are you scared of? It's because you're trying to fight the battle still. And you know what? David never would have fought Goliath on his own. He didn't come to Goliath in his slings, stone throwing skills. That ain't the name he came in. He came in the name of the Lord God of Israel.
Amen.
And he knew that name. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. That's Lord. Amen.
Sure will.
Let me finish that. Cain was a pretty good fellow. Both of them worshipers of God. All decorated up, knelt down, prayed, and worshiped God. Can you imagine that? Can serpent seed worship God? Not the way God said to, but they do. It's not in spirit and in truth, but they're still worshiping. Why? Because they have to anyways. Brother, sister, don't you think any point that the devil's got any power left? When they saw Jesus, they trembled. They said, we know who you are. We met you before we saw you on the other side. We don't want nothing to do with you. Let's find some lukewarm people. Let's just back door. Oh, glory.
Come on, glory.
Let's go find out one that don't have a prayer closet. Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
If that's you today, repent, come back to Christ. That's all I've got to tell you. Romans 5, let's turn there together. Have your way, Lord. Romans 5 and verse 8. Brother, sister, I do want to, as we start changing what I'm trying to say, I'm making it look in doom and gloom for a reason. Because if your stock is in anything that I've just talked about, you are lost. You're not saved by anything that you've ever done. You're either saved by the total unmerited grace of God or you're not saved at all. You received the Holy Ghost by faith or you didn't receive it. You can't receive it by any action you did. I've met people done that before. Well, then I did this, and I sought the Lord, and I fasted, and then I actually got the Holy Ghost. Brother, sister, I get real leery about that. Because if you did all that and got the Holy Ghost, you wouldn't say nothing about that. You said, I finally got in a place. I finally got me right to where I could actually receive God. It won't have nothing to do with all my works, my this, my that. If you're in there, that's all you're going to get. But if it's Christ, 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 that's all you're going to get. And that's all I want, brother, sister. Amen. Fill me with Jesus. Let everything else fade away. Amen. Hallelujah. We've got a commandment to be perfect, brother, sister. And we are talking about a law this afternoon that does not change in Romans 8:5-8. But God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if, when we were enemies,
yes.
You got to sink that in, brother, sister. You got to recognize yourself in your sinful condition first before you can ever get free to become a saint. Are you hearing me today? How many of you have met those people that still got pride in what they used to be in the world?
Sure.
I'm having to think you're still out there. Uh-huh. You know, when I was out there, man, I bust some chops. Whew. You don't see Peter bragging about what he used to be.
Amen.
Paul could have said, man, I used to preach it up in them synagogues. I'll tell you what. Man, I was a real teacher. You didn't hear nothing like that.
No way.
He actually lost his elegant speech. How many knows that?
Yes.
Said he's ruddy, he's bodily present. You know, they'd read his letters and think, man, this guy's powerful.
Right.
And then they see him and say, what? This is it? Some little guy with, you know, blurred vision and things, got some physician, he's packing around Luke to take care of him, and he's going to teach us the power of God.
Amen.
Wait, isn't this the guy that killed Christians?
Yeah.
Isn't this the one that was there for the first? Yeah, he was there. He was there with the first martyr. Yeah. That's him. That's the apostle. That's the one Ananias had a vision, and Ananias even said, you sure, Lord?
Amen.
Go read it. He did. He said, whoa, I've heard about this man. Uh-huh. Are you sure this is the one, Lord? Look at that connection that Ananias had with Christ. Can you see that, brother? How many desires that? That's where I don't want good enough, because here's the point. You don't get no results with good enough. How many's been there? I hope you're not there today. If you come with a good enough attitude in church, you're going to get no result.
Amen.
But if you come with depths of sincerity, not just haphazard now, but according to the Word. Let me make sure I balance it on that side real quick. A lot of people try to come sincere, but they got their own idea about something.
Sure.
And if it don't just go just that way, they can't receive it. And then God, He just puts you on the shelf. Uh-huh. You said even a person, I'm not saying you ain't a Christian, but He'll do it. He did it to David. David was bringing the ark of God back, and oh my, he was excited.
Yes, sir.
We're finally getting the word back. Glory to God, let's do it.
Uh-huh.
And he got all emotional, and he got wrapped up in the situation of all the hoorah, as we put it. Uh-huh. Who's going to play in the band? Oh, glory to God, we're going to have a good time. And it says he consulted with his lieutenants, his captains, and all the people he thought was spiritual.
Sure.
And what happened, it didn't take but hardly a few minutes, and all of a sudden they put that ark on the new cart and it started stumbling, and a perfectly innocent man got caught up in some false doctrine.
That's right.
And said, oh man, the ark's going to fall. And he went to grab it, and what happened? The Lord struck him and he died. There goes your revival. Is that what you want? Well, at least they had the singing. Hear that, at least? At least we got the word. At least we're trying to serve him. It's death.
Amen.
Good enough is death. It's either all or nothing. And as impossible as that sounds for us to do, that's the point. Quit doing it. Don't you do it at all. Amen. Let the Word do it in you, and it never be wrong. Because then David went and he talked to the prophet.
Right.
And the prophet said, wait a minute. You can't put that on a cart, boy. We don't get no revivals without praying. No. You don't get to be lazy in the house of God. Come on now. You don't get to be lazy and still be a Christian. Look, every revival had people praying, brother, sister. Every revival had repentance. Every revival had people that sold out for the Word. And what did they have to do in that day? The Levites had to pick the ark up and carry it.
Right.
All of them.
Amen.
Well, if my pastor do this, well, you only got one corner, brother, sister. You want to get the other one so we can carry this?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And that's still on me too. If I decide to go ahead and drop down, it ain't going to go nowhere. The body of Christ got to come together as one. Jesus even said he prayed that we would be one, that the world might know that he lives.
Amen.
Why? Because then the word gets put up where it's supposed to be. And then, look, that didn't stop the shouting now.
Yeah.
A lot of people think we get rid of the shouting. No, now we can actually shout because we're not afraid to die.
Amen.
Glory to God. We know we're doing it right because we're following the word and the prophet told us what to do. We're carrying that ark over. Glory to God. And they still sang the Jubilee, even though where David took his shirt off, it was, woo, praise the Lord.
Amen.
What got in the pastor today? And his good enough wife, how many knows the story, was up in the windowsill saying, we don't need all that shouting. We don't need all that praising. Look at you, David. You're a fool. Got cursed for the rest of her days. How many knows that?
Yes, sir.
It was Micaiah, Saul's daughter. See, before she was David's wife. Then all of a sudden she took on that spirit from her father and identified with the one that wasn't king anymore. Are you hearing me now? They identify with their own idea, which was in a day gone past, which used to be what God permitted, but long gone now. That's what you do when you do a good enough attitude. Sure, did God maybe bless you here and there? Sure, but look, grow up. Grow up. Be a Christian. Realize, look, we're not here to have half of a perfect man. We're either going to be all perfect or just forget it.
Right.
Amen. It's the end time, brother, sister. Christ commanded His love to us that even while we were sinners, even while we were enemies, I'll just finish reading there. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but we also joy in God. There you go, brother, sister. It ought to give you some stimulation. Now we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Coming out of Influence 1962. Listen to this now. Now you got truth, but you've got to come in different than a big hilarity. You know what I mean? Just something to holler about. And I believe in hollering about it. Have got something to holler about. But be sure you're approaching it with the very depths of sincerity. If you live a different life than what you should live, keep still until you get that life. Gets to living in you, then automatically, brother, sister. You know the sheep isn't asked to manufacture wool. No, he can't manufacture it. These gifts cannot be manufactured by emotion. This church can't be manufactured by organization. A sheep bears wool because he is a sheep. He can't help but bear wool. For his whole system is made up to bear wool. We must be what we are inside, not something outside. Yeah. Glory to God. Look, Jesus came and he said, not one tittle of the law will pass till all be fulfilled. Yeah. A lot of people think we take the Old Testament and chug it in the ground. No, no. Jesus came and he fulfilled it. How did Jesus fulfill all the law? Do you know how he did it? Love. Jesus' own words are, love is the fulfilling of the law. And he said, who has any, what greater love? There's no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And the Son of God came and laid his life down. He knew he was dying for the sins of the world, but he knew those that were rejected. He knew who he was dying for. He says that they're in my hands. Nobody can pluck them from me except the son of perdition. Look, he said he was justified. Judas was justified. Judas was sanctified. But even Jesus said he's not saved. Why? Because the scripture must be fulfilled. But he had those others in his hands. He said, it don't matter what the devil does to this. They're going to be saved. Why? I'm fulfilling the law.
Amen.
And we think he fulfilled the law by, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not this, and thou shalt not this. And where does the list end, brother, sister? Why didn't he do any of that? Love. The perfect law. The perfect law of liberty. The law was fulfilled. But see, do you see why we miss this? We think that Jesus used religion. That's not what he did. He didn't follow the law like they did in the Old Testament. That never worked. What did he do? He went to the perfect law, which was perfect, pure, holy, divine love.
Yeah, sure.
Which can take the wretched, most vile person in the world and say, come sit in my throne. Oh, glory to God. And brother, sister, if you can't identify with that, what promise do you want to find? What are you looking for? That's our promise in this day. Not only am I just saved.
No, that's right.
Not only, I'm redeemed. I've been brought back from that filth that I used to live in. I wasn't supposed to be down there. I was a son of the king. And now I've come back to my authority as a son.
That's right.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Why do I want good enough? Uh-huh. I want it all, Brother Roy. I want a perfect walk with the Lord.
Sure.
Don't tell me it's not possible. Then why did God give us the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I hope we're dying out to that. Yeah. Say, Lord, take all that. Take all this compromising out of my head.
Come on.
That filth of the world, it brings you right down. I don't care who you are. I don't care how spiritual you are. I don't care if you're the pastor, brother, sister. It'll bring you down. Getting your eyes off Christ always defeats a Christian.
Amen.
You'll never find a time where a Christian succeeded not following the Lord's leading.
Amen.
And there's some times where it looks really good to go a different way. We know a prophet in the Old Testament, and he's actually well-renowned in Israel. And it looks like just a haphazard story, but he was told to go curse the altar and then move and don't eat or drink, but just keep on going.
That's right.
And what happened? Another prophet Vindicated prophet. Because look, he prophesied later on as well. Came and told him. He said, yeah, I know you heard that. But an angel talked to me and told you to come on home. He said, well, that's good enough for me. What happened? The same hypocrite prophet that told him, and the Bible says specifically he lied. Right. He didn't see an angel, he lied. Brought him back to his house, gave him meat and drink, not according to the word. But what is that to thee, brother, sister? See, a lot of us would say, well, then why didn't God curse that man? Because look, God told this first prophet, don't eat or drink. Who cares what the other man did? Do what God told you to do.
Right.
You know what God did? He took that same prophet that lied and brought the spirit on him. Look, go look it up, brother. I'm making this up.
That's
and
right.
He prophesied and says, because you haven't obeyed the word of the Lord, you're going to die before you get out of here.
That's right.
How did that good enough handle for him? You know what happened? He went by the wayside. Lions came and tore him to pieces. The lion actually laid down. Look, it specifically says that the lion laid there with the dead man's body next to him and a donkey sitting over there he didn't touch. Why? God was witnessing that man died for his disobedience.
That's right.
Not because this lion was hungry. There was no coincidence about this.
Amen.
What did that prophet that lied said? He said, go get that body. Go take it and bury it. That's right, because those words will surely come to pass. Glory to God, and thousands of years, or not thousands, but years later, that altar was cursed and broken just like he said, brother,
right.
Sister.
Yes, sir.
I don't want good enough. I want it all. I want it all. I want to know that I know that I know. There's no guesswork in it, brother, sister. Once you've come into Christ and you recognize what the baptism of the Holy Ghost is and what it does, it renders the devil powerless.
Amen.
There's not going to be a day where all of a sudden we're just all super Christians and we don't got no trials and we just always hunky-dory. No, look, that's a picnic. This isn't a picnic here, brothers and sisters. This is a war.
Sure.
We're here to fight.
Amen.
Jesus didn't say, I've come here to give you easy living.
No,
he said, I come bearing a sword.
Yes.
He said, if you're offended in me, you'll be offended in my Father. But I come bearing a sword to separate. Look, and this is tough, but this is what he said. He said, father from mother, or son, father, or mother from daughter, father-in-law from the son-in-law. And a man's enemies would be those of his own house.
Sure.
And that might not just be your own house living, but it could be your own church house. It could be, look, that's what makes it harder is when the devil, and look, you got to believe that's your brother and sister. Don't you forget that promise. Just because they get a devil on them, don't make them the devil.
Right.
You got to believe that. That's just the devil. Hear what God is saying, brother, sister. Take approach against the devil and you'll bring that fellowship right back together.
Amen.
The same Jesus that told us you need to forsake all and follow me is the same one that told you if you forsaken family, I'll give you 100-fold back.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
The same one that came to the apostles and says, thy and thy house shall be saved. What's the attitude? Is this, I'm not going to take a good enough. Well, I just, I don't want to be too fanatical because then I can't witness to them. Because I still need to rub shoulders a little bit so we can do things together. No, brother, sister, don't go on the devil's turf. Bring him on your turf.
Amen.
How'd you get saved? It wasn't flirting with the world.
Amen.
That's right. And look, there ain't enough devils. Look, listen to me. If God's calling a soul, there ain't enough devils in hell that can get away, enough complexes, enough compromising by any pastors to keep that soul from getting back to God.
Amen. Amen. That's true.
God will take a false prophet, anoint him with a genuine Holy Ghost to get his child back.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's my message then as I close today? Brother, sister, it's not time to be dull. It's time to listen and obey. Real sincerity is obedience. How many knows it? Real sincerity is, I will do what God has said. I'm just going to read it to you. Listen to me now. It's out of Luke 7:31. It'll speak for itself. The Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking wine, and ye say, he hath the devil. Wine, or the Son of Man is come, eating and drinking, and you say, behold, a gluttonous man and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all her children.
What?
God has sent His Word in so many ways to us, brother, sister. And He's doing it again this afternoon. Don't be dull of hearing. Look, the music's playing, praise the Lord. Yeah, I'm talking spiritually now. The gospel trumpet's going forth. We ought to have good news. Amen. And if there's something in you that's not good, it shows. It ain't the pastor. It ain't the church. It ain't Brother Branham. It's you. Because wisdom's justified over children. What does that mean? If it's really the wisdom of God, it's justified by what it produced, what children came from it. Jesus, you might have thought he was mighty off on his doctrine, but you take a man that was dead 4 days and bring him back to life. The Pharisees had nowhere to run when that happened. That's why they got mad and said, we got to kill him, because we can't deny it. We've tried, we fight him on doctrine. I just read it there in Matthew. They tried to question him there. He'd even beat him on all their questions.
Sure.
He said, but what authority do you do these things, Jesus? He said, the baptism of John, was it of men or God? Shut them down. Uh-huh. Father, we know, or not Father, but Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher that comes from God.
Sure.
We know, in just hypocrisy all throughout. But you don't respect any person's master. But we just want to ask you a question. Is it okay to give tribute to Caesar or not? He said, you bunch of hypocrites, leave me alone. He said, show me a penny. Said, who's on is Caesar? Give to Caesar's what's Caesar's. Give to God's what's God's. And then he turned around and said, by the way, you say the Messiah's coming. Whose son is he? David's. You're right. He is the son of David. But then how in the spirit did David say, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit down my right. And they just said, man, this guy's got some weird doctrine. The difference was Jesus was founding everything he said on the Word. And I love how Peter approached it, which needs to become our approach, brother, sister. I don't understand it. I don't get everything that I need, but I believe it, Lord. I believe it because it's the Word laying there. He's saying, how can I be perfect? The Word said you are. As many as be perfect, Paul said. How are they perfect? It's because you're gone. You're dead. You're annihilated. Your old flesh don't even exist no more. The only thing Christ can see from a man that's come under the blood of his son is himself. Why do you want good enough when you're going to die? Why not take perfection? How do I get perfection? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. Brother, sister, and if you're still bound by the devil, why aren't you free? Why? Why can't we praise God? Why can't we give Him sincerity? It's not God's fault. It's yours.
Amen.
God help us, brothers. Help us to come back. Not to an idea. Not to, well, at least I'm doing this. Lord, I want to know.
Praise God.
That it don't matter. It's sealed on every side.
Amen.
I didn't receive the Holy Ghost with a whole Swiss cheese.
Come on.
It's a seal of God. Sealed on both sides. It says redeemed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to read you a few quotes and I'm going to close. I think you understand me. The Rejected King, 1960. And I look this way and that way. This is when Brother Branham crossed the curtain of time. And they were coming by thousands. And I said, I don't understand this. Why they? And here come Hope. That was my first wife. She run and she never said my husband. She said my precious brother. And when she hugged me, there was another woman standing there that hugged me, and then Hope hugged this woman and each one. And I thought, oh wow, this has to be different. It can't be. There's something. I thought, oh, would I ever want to go back to that old carcass again? I looked around here and I thought, what is this? And I looked real good and I said, I can't understand this. But Hope seemed to be like a guest of honor. She was no different, but just like a guest of honor. And I heard a voice then that spoke to me that was in the room. And said, this is what you preached was the Holy Ghost. This is perfect love. And nothing can enter here without it. I am more determined than ever in my life that it takes perfect love to enter there.
Amen.
Perfect love's not a doctrine. Because if you offend in one, you offend in all. You're done. What's the perfect law of liberty? Is, Lord, I accept your sacrifice. I accept your love to me. And what did he say there? If you're going to accept mercy, you better be able to extend it, or you're not going to. Because mercy rejoices against judgment. You should be judged, but the mercy of God's come.
Amen.
And it redeemed you. And what did he? How did he do it? Through perfect love. What was perfect love? He knew you would get. He, Jesus himself knew he would get no return for what he was doing for you.
Amen.
And he didn't even hold back at all. He knew you were the reason he was getting killed on the cross. And he did it anyways. Brother, sister, if that same love that saves you gets in you, you'll extend the same mercy back out because it's the same life. Perfect love is not something that we're just going to stew and fuss about and just try day and day some legalistic approach. And if you're doing that, I guarantee today you're defeated.
Amen.
Guarantee you have no victory if that's what you think perfect love is.
Sure.
How many people in this message have been taking quotes and doing that to the people? Teaching them perfect love. Teaching them the stature of perfect man. Trying to build all these things up in a legalistic manner and wonder why we ain't got none.
Amen.
Everybody trying to love each other, and at the end of the day, they all hate one another. How do you do it? Get them into Christ.
Amen.
Let them die to their old way and let Christ live, and you'll love the unlovable.
Right.
You'll love the man that hates your guts because Christ loved you when you hated his guts.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Peter thought he loved the Lord.
That's right.
But under the inspiration of himself, what did Jesus have to tell him? Get thee behind me, Satan.
Amen.
Go read your Bible. He said it raised that he looked Peter right in the eyes and said, get thee behind me, Satan. Why? Because the devil was on him.
Uh-huh.
God was looking to save Peter's soul, but Peter had to get free first.
Amen.
And perfect love's what did that, brother, sister. We're not getting to heaven on anything less. If you can't love every person, no matter what they've done to you, you're not going to be there. If you're trying to love every person, you're not going to be there. There's got to be something take place. The perfect law of liberty has got to get into you.
Amen.
To where you want to give mercy every chance you can get.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I've watched men treat me like dirt, brother, sister, and I'm saying this from experience. And sure, don't the devil come by and tell you, oh, you need to say this, you need to do this, you need to stand up for yourself. You know what I did? I said, forget all that. What is that to me? I'm going to follow the Lord.
Amen.
You don't think I prayed for that man? I do. I believe that God's going to use him. Yes, sir. And if you don't pray for people that way, you're wasting your time. Your prayers are not heard because you're just like, and I don't mean to keep going, I'm going to close on this. You're just like the man that was forgiven all his debt from the Lord. Remember he said he owed, it had been billions of dollars this day. And then you get forgiven because God has mercy on you. And what's the first thing you do? Well, this brother didn't shake my hand. He's serpent seed. That's what happens. And then what happened? You ain't going to get no blessings no more. If you received mercy, you should be able to extend it.
Right.
And that mercy, you know, you're not keeping tabs. How many metal Christians keeping tabs on everybody? They did this, they did this, they did this. Oh, they gave me this, but that only cancels out one of these. We still got two more to go.
Come on.
Keeping tabs. I'm glad God didn't keep tabs on me because I'm so far behind, I ain't never going to get caught up. I'm glad he just brought his blood and just splashed it all over all that black sin, just made it white as snow and said, you can just be one of mine.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Receive it today with all your heart. Get perfect love. Become it. Don't try to achieve it. Just be it.
Amen.
Let the Holy Ghost take over. I'm going to finish on this. You go ahead, Dad, stand up and start playing something soft. We can all stand. From that time, 1961, and when we leave this body, we are not spirits. If this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have one already waiting. How many believes that today? That if you would die, there's a body that ain't got all these aches and pains and complex. It's all gone. You got a perfect word body waiting on you. God's got another type of body. Well, we're just as real as we are right here. Since then, it took all the kinks out of my thinking. And now, if it wasn't for my children, the gospel, well, I say first the gospel, and then my children, wife, my loved ones, I'd welcome it at any time to come into the Lord. Because there was no sickness, no sorrow, no sin, no nothing. It was perfection. And oh, how I love to think it. And when I was there, I thought, if I could ever go back, I would constrain people to come to there. I would persuade them every way I could to come to that place. Friends, don't miss that. That's the greatest of all. You've missed everything. You may have been a successful businessman. You may have been a good man or a good woman, boy, girl. But don't miss heaven. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all that's in you. Is that your prayer this afternoon? Hallelujah. Let's just worship Him. May know Thou hast sent Father, make us one. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, make us one. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Father, make, grant it, Lord, this afternoon, us one. Thank you, Lord. Father, make us one, that the world may know Thou hast sent Thy Son. Oh, Father, let's get lost in the Spirit now. Worship Him in spirit and in truth. Go to that place where nobody else is there but you and Christ. Oh, Father, make us one with the Word, Lord. Make us one with one another, Lord. Let love reign in our hearts. Oh, Father, make us one. Yes, Lord. That the world may know with all your heart. Make us one. Father, work through me. Sing that now. Father, work through. Surrender your heart. Surrender your ambitions. Say, yes, Lord, use me. Oh, Father, work through me. Just yield yourself now with all your heart. That the world may know Thou hast sent Thy Son. Oh, Father, work through me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Coming home, coming home. With a heart full of faith now. Coming home, back to the Word. Oh, coming home, coming home, never more to. The Lord Jesus, open wide Thine arms of love, Lord, I come in. Oh, one more time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come in. Say in faith, say, Lord, that's me, but I'm coming. Oh, coming. I'm not staying out here anymore, Lord. Oh, never more to roam. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Yes, Father. Open wide Thy. Arms of love,
bow our heads this afternoon. Hallelujah. What do you say about this Jesus that we call Christ this afternoon? Have you been living a compromising life, brother, sister? No eyes looking around. Respect each other, but respect Him more than anyone. Where do you find yourself, brother, sister? What about it? Father, you got a family altar in your house. Wife, you supporting the home, teaching the things of God. Children, you obeying your parents like the Bible said. You pray for them. Do you have a prayer life? Are you waiting for somebody else to have the revival? Or are you saying, Lord, I open up my heart. I need a fresh pouring out. God bless you, saints. So that's the sincerity we need. Not worrying about anything else. Saying, Lord, that's me. I need it. I need it. And I got enough faith to say, Lord, I'm going to receive it right now. Oh, glory to God. You love one another. I trust that. But this moment, I want you to just think about your relationship with the Lord Jesus. Brother, sister, I'm trusting you to be a Christian this afternoon. But I know the day we live in. I know it because I'm in it as well. I know the temptations we have. And brother, sister, don't you wake up in the morning remembering a day where the glory of God was greater in your life. Say, Lord, I want to walk closer to you today than I ever did before. I don't want to retreat. I want to press on forward. We need to stop remembering the good old days and start making good days serving the Lord Jesus. Jesus looked out in the fields of Jerusalem over there in Israel and said, the fields are white for harvest. But where are the laborers? Where are those? And I'm not saying you got to go to mission fields and pray for those that do, though. You be a mission field where you're at. You're a missionary. Look, you've all got gifts, you've got talents, and the Holy Spirit's trying to use them. Are you sincere with it? And that's probably what's made you depressed, is you've got a gift in your life and you feel unsatisfied because it's not getting used, but you're not living in the way you should be, then let it be used. You can't use your own gift if you're going to do it for the kingdom. God has to use it. Repent of all your ways, brother, sister. This ain't me judging, it's the Holy Spirit that's here. He combs through all of our lives and brings it out, and I thank Him for it. Those things destroy us. The devil will tell you it's just making life easier, but really it's destroying you. Is there anyone that would say, Lord, I rededicate myself to the cause of Christ? You know, I raise my hands and say, Lord, I'm on your side. God bless you. Look at those hands. Look at those. Receive it. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you for the word. You say, what do I do now, brother? Put that promise right in front of you. You see that Christian you want to be? And it better look like Jesus Christ. Don't make it something you can't be. Believe what the word said. That's what you are. You've got this shell on the outside that's gotten in the way. But if you'll just yield yourself to the Word, yield yourself and get rid of your own thinking, well, I can just do this. No, if the Holy Spirit's given you a conviction, you need to do it, brother. If He's calling you to a higher walk, you need to obey. Don't worry about where the next brother's at. You obey the Lord from where you're at. Keep pressing the battle. Keep saying, Lord, if all I'm called to do is to witness to my neighbor, make me the best witness you've ever had. Hallelujah. If all I'm called to do is pray for the man that's going to go to the mission field, Lord, may I be on my knees every day. Brother, sister, is that how you start your days? I pray it is. If it ain't, start today. Say, Lord, the last thing I want to do is be on my knees. The first thing I want to do is be on my knees every day. And all throughout the day, let you be on my mind everywhere I go. It's not impossible, brother, sister. It's our possession. It's our inheritance. Paul said, I would that men prayed always, lifting holy hands.
Are you dropping your unbelief? I believe you are. I see the Holy Spirit working on hearts. This ain't just haphazard. This ain't just me talking. It's God doing what no man can do. He gets into your heart and begins to tear them other things away. He begins to take away that lukewarm attitude and say, Lord, I'm on fire for you. Lord, I burn with love towards you. You're worthy of praise, Lord. You're worthy of honor. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just the way you pray, just go ahead and pray, I'll lead. But pray with all your heart. Give all the sincerity you can. We've come the right way. We've come the word. What's the word way? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thy shall be saved. Thine and thy house shall be saved. We're coming that way. Now let your faith build up until the victory comes to you. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for gathering the saints. We thank you for the Holy Ghost that's here amongst us. We thank you for sending word in due season. And Lord, we open up as little eaglets. As Papa Eagle comes through with the food, we just open up our mouths and say, Lord, thank you. We're just feeding on your word. I pray that every soul here would be delivered from every oppression of the enemy. That, Lord, there'd be no one bound by the devil. But in the name of Jesus Christ, may they be set free by the blood of the Lamb. May the Holy Ghost give them power to live above sin, to live in a life of peace with God. Grant to each one. May there not be anyone under the sound of my voice not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but be sealed away into the kingdom until the day of redemption. Lord, of any backslider, Lord, let that backsliding fall. Restore them back to fellowship with you, I pray. Oh, Lord, heal every sickness. Bless every heart and fill every soul anew, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, now children, believe it with all your heart. Worship Him. Worship Him with all your heart. Say, Lord, thank you for it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just worship the way you worship. Don't worry about nothing else. Say, Lord, this is the only way I know how to praise you. What I'm going to do with all I got, Lord. I might just be beating my chest. Say, Lord, I'm an unworthy sinner, but I'm coming to you. Lord, redeem me. Make me what I ought to be. I've been a brat. I've been disobedient to your word. I've been all kinds of things. But Lord, I'm coming to the blood that I need. Lord, wash me in it. Take me from it. Oh, hallelujah. I believe it, Lord. I believe it with all my heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Just keep seeking the Lord. How many knows He cares for you this afternoon? Hallelujah. He careth for you. He careth for you. Through sunshine or shadow, aren't you grateful? Through sunshine or shadow, careth for you. He careth. Oh, just yield to His presence that's here. Thank you for your sweet presence, Lord. He careth for you. Believe it with all your heart. You're in the presence of God. Through sunshine or shadow. Help me, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. He careth for you. Thank you, Lord. He careth for you. He careth for you. Through sunshine or shadow, again. Oh, yeah. Have one mind and one spirit this afternoon. Say, Lord, take preeminence. He careth. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name. Oh, through sunshine or shadows, He careth. As Dad plays that again, if there's any need and you'd like prayer,
come this afternoon? Is there anyone here? Oh, hallelujah. Just like to always give the opportunity, I believe by faith you can receive it where you're at. But we do have promises in the Bible. Hallelujah. Just according to your faith, receive it. The only thing I adjourn you, don't leave here with a need. You say, Lord, I believe. I believe, Lord, you've provided my need. Don't leave here with burdens. Lay them down before the Lord and He'll take them. He wants them. He doesn't want you to carry it no more. Oh, Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you. Don't you just feel that light feeling when He just pulls it right off your shoulder? Say, Lord, why did I carry that so long? Oh, hallelujah. Is there anyone else? Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Just be in an atmosphere of prayer now. Let every thought you have be of faith. The devil will try to come and make us disbelieve. Don't you do it. Say, Lord, we believe. We believe in working in miracles. We believe in prayers of the saints. We believe your presence is here, Lord. But remember in the Bible, just feel led to say this. When the sons of God came up to worship in the book of Job, it specifically said that the devil was allowed to come with him. Brother, sister, just because you have a thought doesn't mean you got to listen to it. That's the fight we have, is just when that promise starts coming, you start believing the devil, say, you just getting emotional. Denounce it. Say, nope, that was my promise, Satan. You're scared to death. That's what you are. You just keep proclaiming that promise. If it's a closer walk with God, you keep saying, that's what I am. I ain't living out here. Satan, you're a liar. Shut up. He'll say, oh, you're just going to walk out and do the same thing you always did. No, I'm not, because I got the Spirit now. You're powerless before me. Hallelujah. See, that's the faith. You feel that? That's the burden lifted. Just keep letting it lift. Don't take it back. Keep giving it to the Lord. Don't disbelieve Him now. Praise His holy name. Give Him thanks. That's what keeps the devil away. He can't stay where the thanksgiving of God is, because that's where God's presence dwells. Hallelujah. Drop it all, brother, sister. Don't leave none of yourself, none of your unbelief. Forget it all. Leave it on the altar. Let the fire of God take it. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray with our sister. You keep worshiping Him. Thank the Lord, sister. Yes. Amen. We'll believe with all our hearts. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for taking care of our sister this long. We pray, Lord, that our appointment go well. The doctors even be baffled by the power of God and what it's done to our sister's heart. We thank you, Lord, for bringing her here, as we know that the road to even get her here was a miracle in itself. Take this vessel, Lord, and use it for your glory. Keep her healthy and happy, we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, a vessel of honor for the kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed be His name. No shadow. Aren't you grateful? He careth for you. We'll sing it with all our hearts. Oh, He careth for you. He careth for you. Through sunshine or shadow, He is Heavenly Father, you said if two of you agree on any one thing, you would do it, Lord. We bring this soul before you that we believe is a daughter of God. We pray body, soul, spirit. Satan, you take your hands off in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we agree together and proclaim healing to this vessel. And when this report comes, Lord, it'll be a good report. Be careful to give you the praise for it. We believe you with all our hearts. We lift it up to you now in faith in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Believe it with all that's in you, sis. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He careth for you. Oh, He careth for you. Careth for you. through sunshine or shadows, He careth for you. Now let's sing this with all our hearts. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. So be it. Yes, Lord. Amen. 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 Gonna praise Him. Amen. Gonna worship Him. Amen. Gonna thank Him. Amen. Amen. It's settled, brother, sister. Sing it with all your heart. Amen. 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 Do you love Him? Amen. Will you serve Him? Amen. Do you believe Him? Amen. Amen. Oh, one more time at the declaration. We believe, Lord. Yes, Father. Amen. 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 Give me a clap of praise this afternoon. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many appreciates Him this afternoon?
Amen.
Thank the Lord. I know it's cutting hard, and trust me, it's just as hard to say those things behind the pulpit as to sit there and receive it. Don't worry, brother, sister. But at the end of the day, I want to be right. I want to know that I'm serving the Lord with all my heart. I don't want nothing between me and Him. And it's not because I just love Him, brother, sister. Do you understand? I don't want nothing between me and the Lord. I want to go to heaven. He's the first one I want to see. Amen. I can't wait, brother, sister. That's our promise. How many believes that?
Amen.
One of these days, you're going to wake up. Oh, glory to God. Yes, and faith's going to start rising. I believe it. You better believe it. You've received the Holy Ghost. And all of a sudden, you're going to say, you know what? It's going home time. You know what? I ain't going to be here no more. And all of a sudden, the inspiration strike you just like it has this afternoon. That's right. The same one that gave you faith to claim your promise today is the same one that'll change this mortal body into eternal one. And we'll go meet the Lord in the air. I can't wait, brother, sister. Won't it be wonderful there? If you don't know it, it's Psalm 40. I'm just going to give it to the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap praise one more time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. You're worthy, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't know, it's Psalms 30. With the Savior we enter the glory land. Won't it be wonderful there? Ended the troubles and cares of the story land. Won't it be wonderful? Just worship Him this afternoon. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Put yourself there now. Having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing, won't it be wonderful there? Walking and talking with Christ, oh, believe it with all your heart, won't it be wonderful there? Praising, adoring the matchless eternal one. Won't it be? We believe it, Lord. Glory to God. Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear. You can feel it now. Joyously singing with heart bells all ringing. Won't it be wonderful there? There where the This will never be sweeping us. Won't it be wonderful there? Sure that forever the Lord will be keeping us. Won't it be wonderful? Oh, worship Him now. Thank you, Lord. Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear. Joyously singing with heart bells all ringing. Won't it be wonderful there? Sing the chorus again. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear. Joyously singing with heart bells all ringing. Won't it be one more time? Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Help me out. Oh, having no burdens to bear. Joyously singing with heart bells all ringing. Won't it be wonderful there? And right next to that song, you'll see Psalm 42. I feel like traveling on. No wonder we were still in F, weren't we? That's why it was so low. That's all right. We're back in G. I feel like traveling on, brother, sister. It's wonderful there, but I'm ready to go. I got my ticket punched by the Holy Ghost. I'm ready to get on over there and praise the Lord. If you don't know it, 42, I'm going to hand it to Dad. God bless you, saints. You can be dismissed on this. My heavenly home is bright and fair, and I feel like traveling on. No pain, no death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling. Oh, I feel like traveling. Oh, my heavenly home is bright and fair, and I feel like traveling. Go ahead, Dad. God bless you, saints. It's glittering towers, the sun outshines. I feel like traveling.